The standoff between Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and President Trump shows no signs of easing. Johnson taking to the streets on Monday after signing an executive order limiting how much the city's police department can work with troops and federal immigration agents.
Are you prepared to defend this land? The people united will always prevail. I need you all to stand firm, to stand strong. This is the city that said keep hope alive, the city that birthed Yes We Can, and the city that will defend this country. No troops in Chicago! No troops in Chicago!
Johnson is promising to resist despite another violent weekend in Chicago. NBC Chicago reports 54 people were shot and 7 people were killed during Labor Day weekend in the Windy City. The president is making comparisons with D.C., saying, wow, Mayor Muriel Bowser of D.C. has become very popular because she worked with me and my great people in bringing crime down to virtually nothing in D.C. Her statements and actions were positive, instead of others like Pritzker, Wes Moore, Newsom, and the 5% approval-rated mayor of Chicago.
Okay, what's going on here? Trump's still threatening to do this, and he's doing, this is brilliant. I mean, it's the kind of stuff Republicans never used to do. It's the ABC 123 stuff. He has got Democrats out there screaming bloody murder in defense of criminals. Total win. And you see Brandon Johnson, mayor of Chicago, we will defend, who are you going to defend? They're coming in to pick up criminals. And the bottom line here, folks, let me explain to you what's going on here. Democrats do not care about human life. They never have. They care only about one thing, and that is votes. And when a person is, you know, even an American citizen is a criminal and they are in prison, they cannot vote till they get out and their voting rights are restored. Democrats will do just about anything to keep you out of prison so you can vote for them. And if, you know, if you're raping kids, killing women, hey, I don't care in the meantime, whatever, robbing banks, it doesn't matter. That's why they have the dual justice system. Now, folks, there's something much bigger going on here. And you saw this in D.C. and you begin to see taking shape what Trump is actually doing here. He's going into these cities, starting with D.C. He's going to break the Democrats. He will. And, well, he's going to clean up crime. Okay, the stats are amazing. Yes, he's cleaning up crime. But what else is he doing? He's picking up the illegal immigrants and violent criminals who are American citizens who are using these cities as sanctuaries. Either the American citizen criminals because they're, you know, it's so lax there, they can keep bonding out. Same with the illegals. And he's going in, picking them up federally so that the Democrats can't just churn them back out. It's brilliant. Here's Kash Patel talking about just who they've picked up in D.C., including 81 violent gang members that are wanted. So most of them illegal immigrant, but not all.
FBI Director Kash Patel says there have now been 1,600 arrests since the administration began its crime crackdown in D.C. He says over the last few days alone, there were 19 arrests involving the FBI, 8 gun recoveries, and 7 drug seizures. The president is set to give an announcement today at 2 p.m. local time. We will see if he has any.
So 1,600 arrests again, 81 nationally or internationally wanted gang members, many of them illegal immigrants, some of them not. So what are you seeing these sanctuary cities? They're not just hiding the illegals. They've become a haven for criminal networks. That's going to be important just a sec. Because, folks, the story I'm going to tell you today about, it looks like we're going to have a big announcement for Trump today at 2 o'clock. I'm thinking it's going to be, we're going to be at in a form of war with Venezuela. Why? Trump is breaking the back of the gang connections between Maduro, the Socialist Party, which is a cartel, and Trendaragua, which I've been warning about for a while. He's going in and breaking these connections as we have watched the Democrat Party effectively merge with the cartels and become a violent criminal operation. That's why these Democrats are fighting so hard to keep these illegals and to keep these violent criminals. So hard, they don't care what the violent criminals do to their actual sheeple voters. Take a listen. This is a stunning trend that Democrats refuse to acknowledge.
Here's why Democrat cities plagued by violence should consider getting on board. If you look here at Washington, D.C., at a 2-week period, property crime is down 20%. But the biggest thing are all of the violent crimes, often including robbery, which is down 60%. Homicides are down 71% from last year over this exact same period of time. Assaults with a dangerous weapon, down 10%. Yet, if you listen to Democrats, they don't care about those statistics.
No, they don't. Because as long as those same criminals are out, they can vote Democrat. That's all that matters. They do not care. And they're trying to keep the networks I've been telling you about for a very long time that Ken Paxton warned about that the Democrats have built with cartels and the Chinese. Listen to this. Here's the nexus right here. And I've been telling you, Democrat Party is merging with the mullahs in Iran, China, and the cartels into one big international, basically gang slash criminal network. Headline, Chinese networks laundering billions in cartel wealth through the USA. Wait a minute, China is laundering cartel. Are you talking about Mexican cartel? Yes. You're talking about Venezuelan cartel? Yes. Where's the money coming from? It's the fentanyl money. Now it appears as though some Chinese interests are actually laundering cartel money through the American financial system, billions of dollars worth in drug cartel cash through the U.S. financial system. That's according to the Treasury Department. Funny, Democrats didn't crack down on this, did they? Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, we're going to get deep into this today, said banks flagged, get this, $312 billion in transactions from suspected Chinese money laundering networks from January 2020 to December 2024. So that's under Joe Biden, $312 billion laundered. That came from 137,000 Bank Secrecy Act reports from financial institutions. Treasury also linked Chinese money laundering networks to U.S. real estate transactions, casinos, human trafficking, and even laundering through assisted living homes in New York. So you are looking at the merger between the cartels, the Chinese, and of course, Democrat Party turns their heads as China and the cartels build the networks that bring in the new voters, the future voters, the illegal immigrant voters, and all the gangsters who keep the flow of human beings going, like Kilmore Abrigo Garcia, who we're going to get into. Money laundering. This, folks, this is a shocking nexus between China, the cartels, and the Democrat Party. Money laundering networks linked to individual passport holders from the People's Republic of China enable cartels to poison Americans with fentanyl, conduct human trafficking, wreak havoc among communities across our greatest nation. Why is China doing this? Why help with human trafficking? They are helping with the voter drive. Why? They want Democrats in total power in the U.S. Because ultimately, as we saw last week in New York, China aims to take over America as a vassal state via the Democrat Party. That sounds nuts? It's not. What do we end last week with? Article in, of all places, the New York Times about how China has so deeply infiltrated the New York City Democrat Party, it is now calling the shots in a lot of the primary elections. That right there is what Trump is fighting. It starts in China, but also Venezuela, Mexico, where Marco Rubio is going today to prepare for the war. And make no mistake, this is a war to take back U.S. territory. You heard about it here first.